cosmology. something here after the virtual cosmos and all that. Gathering the pieces of the puzzle. What I'm really trying to do here I was turned into that direction, you could say. Is I'm starting to see a cosmology emerging here. It doesn't only make sense of the images, views that people in original cultures had on the world we live in. And the great similarities between those worldviews, those cosmologies of from east to west and north to south. And the fact that a similar cosmology is showing up here and there more and more in modern science and culture. But not only that, what we want to explore here is, which I found on my way, along the way, it's a cosmology, a way of understanding the world that many other pieces of the puzzle fit into. For instance, as we already mentioned, the fact reported by so many people that we, minds and souls, can exist outside of this body and do continue existing after this. Physical body stops working. And the cosmos we are looking at here that simply means that yes, we leave the Borloka, the realm of this body made of food, and enter into the realm outside of that, the Bovarloka, the other world. And then the question of reincarnation and the scientific study by people like Ian Stevenson, like Dr. Ian Stevenson, into people having memories of previous lives, which could be experimentally verified. Or verified by evidence. But we can also look at things like these. The fact that what do you call them? Savants exist. People with extraordinary, I would say superhuman abilities, such as the mathematician Ramachandran and others. We can pick something here from Irreducible Mind, maybe. Whereas William James wrote in his later years, and here we put that quote about a higher brilliant mind and so on. In other words, our existence, our consciousness, including our knowledge, our awareness, our strength. And as we learn from Indian wisdom, our happiness and fulfillment. It's much higher and well superior the higher and more and deeper we realize ourselves. Again, we have learned about the Vijnanamaya Kosha, represented by the Maharloka realm, where those who live are fully intelligent. But also with fully emotional intelligence. And are so happy and satisfied in their lives that we can only dream about here. And yes, the savants are smarter and more enlightened in certain fields that we can ever dream about. That is reality. A reality that we need to be able to accommodate in our cosmology, our worldview, our science. If we can't, if our current worldview denies or ignores, shuts out the existence of a significant part of the world we find us around us and in us and our parts of, then there's something wrong or incomplete with that worldview. So, but as I continued my research, I realized that this cosmology accommodates even such anomalous but still undeniably existing phenomena such as UFOs, which are now being and have now been admitted to exist, even by governments, military In fact, Richard Thompson, who we mentioned, in the beginning of this book, one of those scientists behind the Temple of Vedic Planetarium, and well, the most influential one, I guess, he wrote a book called Alien Identities. Where he, and I also heard others do that, proposed that these unidentified flying objects, these vessels, since they seem to disobey the laws of nature here, and sometimes appear and disappear as if out of thin air, that they could as well come from the world, worlds outside of this one, some part of the other world. Well, I think that is more reasonable to believe than, or suggest, and they being us coming into time machines from the future, which introduces the well-known time machine, time travel paradoxes and all that. So we could write a little bit about this. Quotes there from Thompson and others. Again, what is the reality? Who are the saints and the swindlers? Who are telling truths? Or trolling? I don't know. And I don't really care much either. Just saying that such phenomena, which hitherto the world of humans dominated by materialistic science had to plainly deny that don't exist at all. Well, in our cosmology here, they fit in perfectly well as does the experiences of mediums, people who can have connection with the other side, as well as the existence of ghosts. That so many have and are experiencing. There is suddenly space for and room for all such phenomena which we thus do not need to just hide away in the archives of oblivion. And yes, the very existence, the very fact that those exist and are going on and can't be denied, is in itself strongly supporting this cosmology that we describe in this book. And we can take a few others, maybe from Irreducible Mind.